giving out the number so you can call the show.
Hello, Andy Breckman.
Hey, pal.
How you doing?
Doing great now that I'm talking to you.
Wow, what a surprise to have you with us live.
It's unexpected. It's a surprise for me too. I have a little window in my workday. My workday is not over by a long shot, but I had a window. I carved out a little hour just for you and our five or six dozen listeners.
So this is your lunch hour right now?
No, we had lunch. It's just these are long days. And then they start at dawn. I'm up before the sun, and I'm working these long hours. I feel like I've had my first real job. We should explain to our listeners what a job is, I guess. We're throwing around all these terms.
Yeah.
These arcane terms, and they may not know.
Yeah, go ahead and explain that.
Well, I don't want to go there. How are you doing? I miss you very, very much.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I know. I don't know when I'll see you next. Although you could always come and visit me.
Up in Hunts Point, right?
Either at Hunts Point or at my house. Almost all the streets are two-way streets. You can visit me.
Do you live on a two-way street?
I live on, my street is.
Yeah, your street. I'm always backing down your street.
Oh, that's true. You got me there. No, I do miss you. We'll do some pre-recorded shows. We just have to ride out this production period. I'm in production for 4 months.
And this is for your new Netflix show, The Good Cop.
My little show. But I've already told them I can't miss the big marathon shows.
Excellent. That's great.
The little radio station is depending on me.
And there still haven't been any harassment allegations filed against you?
Well, hold on. Let me check. You want me to check?
Yeah, check right now.
Hey, Allie, has anybody said anything about me yet? Any of the chicks here complaining? Nope.
Not yet?
No. Green light. How about you at the station?
No, everything's fine. I got really scared because there was a big harassment allegation yesterday about a Ken Friedman.
Yes. Oh, yes. My son sent me... sent me a link to the story.
And I got terrified. I even went so far as to change the spelling of my name. then it turned out not to be me at all.
You should have an apology ready to be issued at any given moment.
Well, do you know that there have been so many stories that a lot of online news sites now have a template? They actually have a news template where you just have to insert the names.
For the harassment accusations?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I'm sure a lot of PR firms have apology templates ready to go.
So does this mean, like, I know you're very scared that there's going to be an allegation about you.
No, I'm not scared. Where did that come from?
Oh, well, you've talked about how terrified you were on the air. Not over anything.
Well, no, I'm terrified that somebody's going to go culling through my old 7 second delay shows and pulling sound bites.
Right. Yeah. Not anything. Certainly not anything you've done.
Yeah, but things I've thought and said.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be in as much trouble for that, you know.
And now you've gotten rid of the casting couch, so there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Well, I put the casting couch. I didn't get rid of it. It's in storage.
That's good.
But this whole Michigas blows over. We'll get the casting couch back in action.
So what do you have to do after dinner hour here tonight?
We're shooting more scenes, more exciting scenes in our little mystery comedy dramas.
But you're in Madison now. Where are they going to be
shooting? No, I'm not in Madison.
Oh, I see. You're in Hunts Point?
I'm in the Bronx. I'm in Hunts Point.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
I'm in my office.
So
I have not been home in 2 days. I can't even remember. I miss my kids terribly.
What are their names?
Hold on. Oh, I didn't know there'd be a quiz tonight. Oh, I miss Evan and Molly all the time, but especially it's Hanukkah.
Oh, that's right.
Imagine a dad not being home for Hanukkah.
It's night number two.
This is night number two. I'm missing it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did you miss last night too?
I was not home last night, but we celebrated the previous night, the night before.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Why? It's just arbitrary.
Celebrating Hanukkah the night before Hanukkah really begins.
It's like, who's going to call us on it? Who knows the lunar calendar? Who has a lunar calendar in their back pocket?
Well, the Maccabees will care. Anybody who's descended from the Maccabees, it's an insult.
Yeah. Yeah. Honey, my atheist friend Ken Friedman is not happy. He feels we're disrespecting.
Well, you're not disrespecting me. You're disrespecting the Maccabees.
The tradition, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. But I'm here now. Wait, isn't that enough? Enjoy me while you can.
Oh, I'm enjoying the hell out of you.
I'm enjoying the hell out of you too, buddy.
Thank you. So you actually had a pretty decent idea tonight.
I did. Both my kids are in school plays in elementary school, and it occurred to me that people might remember the lines that they had to memorize and recite in their elementary school plays. I can remember mine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Wait, you don't? I know, because I can't.
I know you can't.
I can't remember the names of my cousins, but I can remember the names of my lines from my. I can remember the lines from my school play. It's a first grade play. It was called "The Circus Is in Town," and I was the balloon man. I sold balloons. I auditioned for the ringmaster, for the lead, and didn't get it. I'd love to hear from listeners about what they auditioned for and what they didn't get in elementary school. Everyone remembers it all. It really stings, and it stays with you, I think. But because the first cut is the deepest, you know. Your first failed audition is the deepest.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was the balloon man.
And what was your line or your lines?
I had two lines, but I also had a song. And the song went like this. Balloons, balloons, come buy your balloons. Red, white, and blue, here's one for you. Balloons, balloons, come buy your balloons. And then a little girl would come up, and I said, "What color would you like, little girl?" And well, that was it. I think that was my part. But I wanted to be the ringmaster. Oh, I was mad. But I got him back. I don't remember who was the ringmaster, but I'll bet you any amount of money he doesn't have a show on Netflix now. So it took me 52 years, but I won.
You won. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So that's what we're asking listeners to do tonight, is to call us up at 201-209-9368 and tell us the lines that you had in your grade school or high school play.
And what part you would have rather had. Wait, I'll write down the numbers. Wait, I'll write down that phone number.
Yeah, it's 201.
Hold on. You're speaking too quickly.
201.
Is this a new number?
Yes, it's an all-new number.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Never used before. 201-209-9368.
Okay.
And you can get right through. I'm sorry, there's no nudist hotline tonight. No PMS
hotline.
But nudists and people experiencing PMS are still welcome to call.
Oh, sure.
You have to wait in line just like everybody else, though.
Oh, sure. I'll be able to tell if you're either nude or experiencing your period.
You will. Well,
it's like a party trick I do.
Okay.
And people invite me to parties, and I can tell who's PMS.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tate. It really is crazy.
Hi, Kate.
I was in a play. It was about the rainforest in fourth grade.
And what was your part?
And I, unfortunately, was a Siamese flea, which was really disappointing, I remember at the time. But Aaron in my line was to a gong, by the way. We are Siamese, if you please. And then a gong, and then... We don't want you to cut down any trees. That was it.
Isn't that from South Pacific?
I have no idea.
That's not borderline offensive. That truly could not be done today. But wait, who were you attached to? Was there another flea?
Yes. We were Siamese twins. Her name was Erin.
Erin. Yeah. And is that the part you wanted when they had auditions?
I mean, I don't really remember the audition part. I remember, like, Mrs. Boochiever was the, music class teacher, I guess, at the time. And she was cool. She was fun. My dad helped out with the production, too. It was cool. It was a fun, experience. I don't regret. I thought it was a great time at the time.
And if I may add, it had a very, very important message.
Oh, yeah. No, it was all about saving the rainforest. You know, we were
it
all,
was all
like,
about saving the rainforest. And I haven't read, I haven't been reading the paper lately. Did the play work? Did it save the rainforest?
I think we're still struggling here.
Oh, so it didn't quite do the job that it was meant to do.
Fortunately, we've got work to do.
We still have work to do, in spite of the play.
I know. All the animals can convince.
All right, well, thanks
Ken,
a lot,
aren't you
Kate.
Excited? Ken, aren't you thrilled you're meeting one of the Siamese fleas?
I am excited. I'm wondering how they got away with plagiarizing South Pacific, though.
Oh my God, no!
maybe it was. They called it a parody under the parody laws. But this is so exciting. We have some real celebrities listening, Ken.
Yes, we do. Who are they? Who are they, Andy?
Well, it's this woman right here.
Kate.
Kate, and maybe her co-flea, Aaron, co-Siamese flea Aaron is listening. And maybe we can reunite them. It would be like reuniting a super group.
Wow, yeah.
Do you think Aaron's listening?
Probably not.
What do you think Aaron's doing right now, Kate?
No idea.
I think she's in some real trouble. I think she's going through some tough times. You might want to reach out
to her. Siamese flea. I'm sure she's kicking it.
Okay. Well, Ken, is there anybody else calling, or should we continue to flirt with Kate?
Let's continue to flirt with Kate. Give out the phone number, 201-209-9368. I lost a call, so if you were trying to get through, please call back.
It's the redial button, buddy. It says redial right on it.
And Andy, did you want to make any guesses about Kate? You were saying?
About whether she's PMS? No, she's not PMS. Listen to her. She's completely rational and calm.
DMS? Hey, Ken, what does that even stand for?
Andy?
What, PMS?
Yeah.
Oh, she's so un-PMS, she doesn't even know what PMS stands for. Kate, I love this girl.
Kate, to give you some background, we used to have a PMS hotline so that women who were PMSing could get right through without having to wait online to get on the air.
Oh, no, I'm pregnant. My PMS days are over right now.
Andy, you missed the fact that Kate's pregnant. How could you miss that?
I don't know. My radar must be a little faulty.
Kate, thanks a lot for your call. We have a few more people calling now.
Have a great
Kate,
night, guys.
Okay, Kate, bye-bye. That's one lucky baby. One lucky baby, because you'll be able to sing that Rainforest song to her every night.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're asking you to call up with the lines that you remember from your grade school or high school play. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sam from Jersey City.
Oh, Sam, our auditor. How are you?
I'm good. I love the show.
Sam has more power than anyone else I know, because he can declare a show a failure, which would leave me liable.
That's right, for quite a bit of money.
For quite a bit of money. We sold bad show insurance. But I think so far, Sam, you would agree, this show is just kicking it.
It is pretty good, although I missed part of the foreplay in the beginning. Could you maybe give me a recap?
Oh, my God, the foreplay killed.
I don't even... Oh, I don't remember it. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, it was so great.
At the funny things Ken was saying.
Oh.
Yeah, I was crying.
All right, I'll listen back to it later.
But now, wait, Sam, are you calling to participate? Did you do you remember a part you played in a grade school play?
Yeah, well, when I was in high school, I was in Fiddler on the Roof. I didn't get to play Tevye or any of the love interests. I played Avram, the one guy in the village who could read.
Yes. So I would
take the newspaper and read them the bad news.
And wait, and he didn't have he wasn't married off to any of the daughters?
No.
He was the one guy in the village that didn't hook up with Tevye's daughters.
Yeah, I know, it sucked. I it was a bad part.
Well, do you remember any of your lines?
Yeah, I think I had two lines. The first line was I was reading the paper, and it said, some people from Zolotin said that the Tsar, something, I forgot the rest of it, but it was bad news. And then, Tevye says, can't you ever bring us any good news? And I said, it's not my fault. I only read it.
Wow. Excellent Russian peasant Jew voice, too, Sam.
This is the most entertaining show we've ever done, Ken. This is like a beautiful potpourri, greatest hits of great theater.
Yeah, this is definitely a good show. It's going to take a lot to turn this into a bad show. I don't think.
No, that's not going to happen, Sam. It's not going to happen.
I don't think so.
Man, selling that bad show insurance was the best thing we ever did.
Yeah, it's like free money.
It also got me engaged. Fantastic. Well, Sam, thank you, and I'm very sorry. I think you would have been a great Tevye. They missed a real shot there.
Thank you, Andy. It means a lot.
Thanks,
Sam. I'm sure it does.
Phone number here. Yeah, go ahead, Andy.
Were you in a grade school play, Ken Friedman?
Yeah, I was in quite a few, but I was so high that I don't remember any of my lines.
I forgot after. Kindergarten, it's all a blur, a wonderful blur.
Yeah, I was in 1776. I remember my part, but I don't remember any of my lines.
What was your part?
It was Samuel Chase, the guy from Maryland, the representative from Maryland, and he ate. I had to pretend to be fat and eat on stage the whole time. But I had a couple of lines too. I just don't remember what they were.
I would have paid so much money. Now I know what I would do if I find a time machine. I want to see that production of 1776.
All right, we have another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I am calling. I have a line.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
And what was the production?
So
tell us about
town
the production.
Folk. I wanted to be the princess, but I ended up being a town folk, and I had to go, look, the Lord Mayor is coming.
And who got the part of the princess, the part
you know
wanted?
What? I don't even remember who she was.
But she has failed in life.
Line.
I can tell you that.
Come on.
She's on her third husband. She is miserable.
Yeah. And then there was another year where, I think it was like a fairy tale play thing, and I got to be like the leader of like the giant slave people, and I had to go, shh, the giant's coming.
Wait, you were typecast as the person who could point, off stage and declare who was coming.
Wait, Nicole, why would the leader of the giant people say the giant is coming?
Well, no. It was the giant's, like, slave people that he had in his house that had to clean his house. So we were all talking, and then we got scared because we heard the giant coming, and we didn't want to get caught talking.
I see.
And did you point? Was there a stage direction?
I think I just had to, like, throw my hands in the air, like, look, the giant is coming.
That sounds thrilling. for a time machine. Oh, give me a time machine. I want to see all these productions. You can keep Hamilton. I want to see the giant and his slave people.
Well, Andy, I know you want to keep flirting with Nicole, but let me just urge more people to call at 201.
Bye, guys. Have a good night.
Oh, bye, Nicole.
We're losing her.
Bye, Nicole. Ugh. Phone number.
That's the world we're living in, Ken. They don't flirt anymore.
I know. Phone number is 201-209-9368. We're looking for the lines that you remember from your grade school or high school play.
And I want to hear about the part you didn't get, the part you auditioned for, the part you coveted.
And I would love to hear from, like, you know, some listeners in other countries to give us lines in other languages. Like, I'd love to hear from some German listeners to give us the German lines from their high school play.
Actually, if my son Evan is listening, he has a very funny story to tell about his play. He auditioned for, it was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. He auditioned for Willy Wonka, the lead. And if he didn't get that, he wanted to get the grandpa that accompanied Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't get that either.
Mike TV?
No, he didn't get any of the kids. He ended up. Oh, I should let you tell. I should let him tell.
He's celebrating Hanukkah without his dad right now.
Yeah, he's in tears.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just sobbing.
But we have a call though.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Who's this?
It's Peter in Dover, New Jersey.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter. How's life? You're living
better.
A dream.
It's been worse.
Could be worse. That's true. It always could be worse.
Yeah, definitely. So I was actually in high school quite into drama. I don't remember a lot of the lines, but one I remember from a play called Exit the King by Eugene Ionesco.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my lines was, who's to say what's normal?
And that became your sort of mantra in life, didn't it?
Well, it's kind of a mantra these days. That's for sure. Yeah,
that's for sure.
That's for
Who's
sure.
to say what's normal? Ken, that could be the catchphrase, the slogan for your little radio station there.
It sure could, Andy. Hey, Andy, have you seen the new billboard?
No. Does it say who's to say what's normal?
It might. It says something like that.
No.
What does it say? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's on Route 280 westbound, by the Broad Street. Hey, thanks, Peter.
And when are you going to put a billboard out here in Morris County, man? I'd really appreciate one of those.
What road should it be on?
I think Route 10 or Route 46.
Okay, yeah, Route 46. I love Route 46.
All right, awesome. Thanks a lot,
okay,
guys.
Thanks,
Have a
Peter.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Ken, I've got to know. Tell me about the new billboard.
It's a billboard for the morning show for Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon.
Oh, yeah, fine. Great.
Yeah, it's not funny, but you can see the WFMU from a mile away. The WFMU on the billboard really pops.
Yeah, that'll turn that whole operation right around.
I know it will.
Yeah, well done.
Hi, you're on the air. Sorry.
Oh, hey. Give the phone number, man. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
I have a story for you guys. So, see, when I was in second grade, I believe, I went to kind of like a weird hippy-dippy elementary school, and we did sort of like a Shakespearean medley that involved, let's see, I think it was loosely based off of a Simpsons episode with a similar concept, but one of the many many roles I was tasked to play with was the town crier who would kind of announce the changing of the set or the scene or the, I guess the play, if you will, because it was a big medley. And it was I was asked to do a Krusty the Clown voice, a really raspy sort of smoker's voice coming out of my second grade mouth. So that was kind of my most memorable experience.
So do it. Do the line now.
Do the line now?
Yeah, in your best Krusty voice, in your best Krusty the Clown voice.
My best, all right, so it was like, oh, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? I mean, obviously my voice is slightly different now, but definitely.
Well, you're not smoking as much as you used to.
Right, right. I don't know. Maybe not as good as the other ones, but.
And then what part did you want to play? Do you remember that?
Let's see. Well, I was really into kind of like, I don't know, I was a big center of attention guy, you know, trying to show off and posture my second grade self. And I believe I wanted to play probably Romeo, the main act, but I was kind of cordoned off into the goofier sort of sidekick role. Maybe it's affected kind of my identity for the rest of my life, but, you know.
Yeah, I think these things really do stay with you. I agree.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well,
think how much traumatic. More successful and happier you'd be. Think about it. If they had only trusted you with the bigger role.
Yeah, it was Caleb, I think. They gave it to Caleb.
Caleb. They
Damn,
gave it to Caleb.
Caleb.
Oh, yeah, Caleb has his own hedge fund now. Caleb made over $12 million last year.
There you go. Absolutely. And here I am standing in the middle of a cold street.
Talking to Andy and Ken on a Wednesday night. Do you think Caleb is listening to 7 Second Delay? Not on your life.
Caleb made about, I think, $1.2 million from Bitcoin just in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caleb made $850,000 while you've been on the phone with us, buddy.
Yeah. That cryptocurrency.
Caleb is a winner.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And it all began for Caleb when he got the big lead part in that Shakespearean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's right. Too late. Sorry, pal.
Yeah, what are you going to do, right?
Nothing you can do.
Nothing
that's
you can do.
The cookie crumbles.
All right,
thanks for your call. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, you?
I'm doing great. Andy's living a dream.
I'm living a dream.
That's awesome.
Hey, what's your name?
All right, so... My name's Ethan from Loren Park, New Jersey.
Hey, Ethan.
Ethan.
Love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
That means
you.
The world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
Yeah, it does.
I'm not being sarcastic.
All right, well, so when I was younger in elementary school, my older brother actually was, you know, he was Willy Wonka in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, I know the play well. My son just got aced out of the lead role.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of what happened to me, so that's kind of like a sore spot. But anyways, they my parents like made me join after I originally I wanted to be an Oompa Loompa. I was pretty short back then, obviously, just as everybody else was. But they made me join anyways, and they forced me to be one of the machines. I was like literally an extra, and they put me inside this cardboard box, and all I had to do the entire play was push this one button at this one cue. And I missed it.
that says everything we need to know about Ethan right there. Now,
yeah,
Evan, if this makes you feel any better, my son Evan, who's very talented and very likable, and I auditioned for Willy Wonka, and he ended up playing not Grandpa Joe. Everybody knows Grandpa Joe. Grandpa Joe accompanied Charlie to the chocolate factory. It's a big part. He ended up playing Grandpa George. Did you know there was another grandpa in Willy Wonka?
There are two grandpas in Willy Wonka?
Yes. Grandpa George apparently stays in bed for the whole play and only has one line.
Right. How could we miss second grandpa?
So my son Evan got the part of Grandpa George. Not much better than your part.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a Game Boy in that cardboard box, and it was kind of the mistake. So
that's why you missed your line.
Yep.
Hitting the button.
Good old Game Boy Advance.
All right. Thanks, Ethan.
Thanks, Ethan.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're looking for the lines you remember from your grade school or high school play. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
You said hi, they're on the air.
Yeah.
That should be their cue.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
So you're looking for lines that people had in school plays?
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, yeah.
I was up for the role of Sky Masterson in Guys and Dolls.
Uh-huh.
Glenridge High School. I did not get it. Instead, I got Angie the Ox. And my line was, okay, Nathan, say, you know who else is looking for action? Sky Masterson. Sky Masterson's in town.
Damn! Good line!
And you know who I spoke that line to?
Who?
Tom Maypother.
Who?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow. That's right. He was from Glenridge.
Yeah, he played Nathan Detroit.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. Now, at the time, were you bitter and resentful of Tom Cruise?
I was not, because I didn't know that he was going to be a mega superstar. I was just resentful that my friend got the role of Sky Masterson instead of me.
And then, tell me about Tom Cruise in high school. Was he a player? Was he an athlete? Was he dating cheerleaders?
Yes.
All those things,
how,
Andy.
You know how all those cool actors were nerds in high school? He wasn't. He was cool. He was Tom Cruise in high school.
That makes me angry for some reason.
Me too.
He needs to suffer.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe later in life, God will take care of him.
Yeah, maybe he'll have like a couple bad marriages or something. That'll fix him.
Well, he's been there. That's true. That's a good point. Now, was he into, now I guess he discovered Scientology later. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. He didn't tell us about it, but I think it was much later. It was when you get rich that they've hit you up, haven't they?
Only on the street, like everybody else, they approach me in LA. If you're walking down Hollywood Boulevard, they will come and love bomb you and try to
really.
That happened to me.
The famous writer producer, they haven't said, "Hey, join us. We need your, you know, we need your power."
I did not get that email from the Scientologists. No,
shocking.
Did they try to give you like the questionnaire or the e-meter right on the street there?
No. They bring you in. They actually bring you into their building, and there was a little interview. They actually talked to you and
they did that.
And yeah, they surround you and they love bomb you and they tell you how you deserve better in life. You know, now that I'm reliving it, I think they had a couple of good points.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't respond.
Well, you should check it out, Andy.
Yeah, maybe that's the answer I've been looking for.
Yeah.
That'll fill the void that you used to fill, Ken.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Guys.
The phone number. Yeah.
So we have heard some real, we have some very talented listeners.
Yes, we do.
And this is like putting on a little play, a little montage of great scenes. 201-209-9368.
There was one play in high school that I really desperately wanted to get into because all my friends were in it. It was The Mad Woman of Chaillot. But I didn't get a part. But they had one part left for a juggler, and nobody knew how to juggle. So I took the part and learned how to juggle. But I didn't get a single line, but I got the biggest laugh of the play because in the final scene, somebody else says, "Look! The birds are flying again." And then everybody looks up, and I acted like I got bird poop in my eye. And I got a huge laugh.
So you improvised a little zinger.
Yep.
Now, would you say that was the last huge laugh you ever got in your life?
Yes, it was.
So that's why you remember it.
No, I relive it. I relive it all the time.
I I can't wait to be there in person and to see you do your bird poop take.
Yeah, I'll show you. I can still do it really well. I mean, I'm not as limber as I used to be, but man, I can still nail it sometimes.
Wait, wasn't it just sort of just suddenly you were winking and just frantically one eye was closed?
No.
Was there more to it?
No, everybody was looking up, and then I acted like I got something in my eye, you know, and I rubbed my eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was funny.
That is so funny.
Hi, you're on the air.
If only there was a part of the play where an elephant was flying. If only you were doing Dumbo. And then you could do elephant poop in your eye.
Oh, man, I'm not talented enough to do that.
Oh, my God. If there was a production of Dumbo, I'm going to put you up for that townsperson part. The juggler.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, boys. It's been a while. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Aaron. How are you?
Aaron is typing.
Andy, it's Aaron. Aaron.
I understand. Andy. I know. I understand. From Cleveland? Wait, where's Aaron from?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
And we're just waiting.
I wonder if Aaron has ever had a theatrical experience.
Before I go into the main topic, I just had to ask, is Andy's lawyer a Jew by any chance?
Oh, man, Aaron's using a new voice. And
I couldn't quite hear. Is Andy a lawyer?
No, he wanted to know if your lawyer is a Jew. It's a reference to the Roy Moore election yesterday.
As a matter of fact, yes, my lawyer is a Jew. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I think you should say your lawyer is Jewish, Andy.
My lawyer is Jewish. Yeah. Jewish.
He's a Jewish lawyer.
That means he's not very observant. Is that what that means?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not a Jew. He's Jewish.
Right. Like Jew-esque, kind of.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
Yeah.
Yes. And does Aaron have a theatrical experience to share?
Proposal. And one act by Aaron.
Oh, sorry, Aaron. We're stepping all over your lines.
So, my play that I remember was The Marriage Proposal and one act by Anton Chekhov. And I was the father of the daughter who was being married off. And I had to act over happy while I used my speech software, which sounds the exact opposite of happy. But I remember one line was, I am off my rocker with joy. My boy, now that was fun. My teacher loved it.
So you typed in, I'm off my rocker with joy, my boy.
Well, you did it with voice to text. Yeah. I think you sound kind of off your rocker with joy. I think I was delivered brilliantly.
Great call, Aaron. Thank you.
I'm off my rocker with joy, my boy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken.
Hi.
Hi, Ken. This is listener Vanya from Moscow, Russia. I can't believe I got through, you know?
Oh, it's Vanya from Moscow. Hello, Vanya.
Yes. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Ken, what? I got a line.
All right. Great. Can you give...
In German.
All right. Fantastic. What was the role, Vanya?
The role? It was Herr Tanzmeister in German Cinderella, which is Aschenputtel.
Aschenputtel, of course.
I think a lot of these fairy tales began in Germany, didn't they? They were originally written in German.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Andy.
Hi. How are you, Vanya? Thank you for calling. And what was the role you got? And more importantly, what was the role you didn't get?
Well, I wasn't looking for any role in this one. I was beyond that. I was beyond that already, way beyond. But I got the role of Herr Tanzmeister. And you know what? I had the best costume in a play because my mom was a costume designer for theater.
Wow.
So she made me a relevant historical costume, and I wore her stockings. Would you imagine that in school?
Nice.
You love that.
You wore your mother's stocking on stage in school.
Yeah.
Okay, Vanya.
I can't imagine that.
Vanya,
people respect me so much.
So, Vanya, give us the big line that Herr Danzmeister had.
Well, one time I said, Fußball. And the other time I said, Schrecklich.
The first one was Fußball?
What does that mean, Vanya?
It means awful.
Awful. And then what was what was the next line?
Schrecklich.
Schlechrech.
Schrecklich.
What does that mean? Schrecklich. Does that mean on second thought, not so awful?
No, it's also quite awful.
So your two lines were awful and very, very awful.
Yeah, these two.
It sounds like a very dramatic play. Very dark.
Yeah, it was. My role was dark. I wore all black and these black stockings and, you know. Yeah.
Well, Vanya, thanks for calling us all the way from Moscow tonight.
What?
Thank you for calling us all the way from Moscow.
Yeah. It was a pleasure. You know, first time it won't be the last.
No, make sure.
Well, it won't be this pleasurable next time. Wouldn't you agree, Ken? The first calls always go very well.
Yeah.
It's going to be pleasurable. Yeah. The next call will be pleasurable. It just won't be quite as pleasurable as this one was.
Yeah, just like some things are awful and some things are very, very awful.
Yeah.
As Cinderella would say.
Okay, thank you, Vanya.
Bye.
Das Vidonia.
Hey, just remind me, what was Aaron's line in his play? Just remind me. I am jumping with joy. Wait, I am...
I'm jumping with joy, my boy, or...
How could we have forgotten it?
We forgot it already. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We want you to call in with the line that you had from your school play. Hi, you're on the air.
You guys, it's even worse than a line.
What is it?
I ruined the entire fifth grade play, and it has plagued me for the rest of my life.
What was the play? Well, first off, what is your name?
My name's Camille.
What was the production that you ruined?
So, I grew up in Eugene, Oregon, and it was like a dirty hippie play about digging through trash to find a winning lottery ticket so you could save the town. And it was a musical. I cannot sing. I was supposed to sing, I found the winning ticket, I found the winning ticket, I can save the town. When it came to that point, I literally had the microphone in my hand and I gave it to someone else.
Aww.
Because you were so frightened?
Literally right now, the visceralness of remembering how scary that was is affecting me to this day. And guess what? I'm a freaking actress. My job is to literally be on stage. My entire acting career, I've refused to do musicals. I was on Broadway. I wouldn't do a musical. My agent wanted to kill me. In high school, all of the roles that I had were switched to non-musical roles, even in musicals. So this whole show, I've just been like nodding my head and smiling.
But Camille, you can redeem yourself now, right now. I want to hear you sing.
No.
I found the winning ticket. I want to hear it. I will pay you $7. Do you have a PayPal account? I will pay you $17.
Ooh, that's
it's a working gig. It's a working gig, Camille. You're being offered a working gig.
Yeah, you could buy a coffee.
Yeah. Camille, $17 is yours if you sing that line.
Seriously, my heart is beating out of my chest, even imagining doing that. I can't do it.
You're being offered a working job. This is a real paying gig. You're a working actress, aren't you?
I am a working actress, but my agent's going to get 10% of that. My manager's going to get 10%. It's not even worth it. I'll pay you 20 not to sing.
You won't sing the line, even today.
What was the name of this filthy hippie play?
It was called The Winning Ticket.
Wow.
Well, thanks to you, no one saved the damn town, did they?
Oh, God. Wait, say it again?
Thanks to you, nobody got the winning ticket.
I know. No, some other girl.
The town went under.
Say it again?
Andy, repeat your last zinger there, Andy.
Doesn't. No, I'm not going to repeat my.
Yeah, Andy, bring it. Bring your zinger.
Come on,
what's
Andy.
Your zinger, Andy?
I don't chew my lettuce twice.
All right, Camille, thanks for your call.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Andy, the line you were trying to think of was. No, it was, I am off my rocker with joy, my boy. That was it.
Oh, man, someday that's how I want to feel. Off my rocker with joy.
201-209-9368. Tell us the line from your high school play. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Ken, Andy, how are you guys doing?
Good. Who's this?
My name is Charles, guys.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles. Yeah, so, where are you calling from?
We're still doing the memorable lines from high school, right?
Yep.
Or elementary school, yeah.
All right, so Christmas Carol.
Okay, I had to bleep that. Sorry.
Oh no, it's right in the script. Like, once Scrooge goes back into the past, there's like a part where he meets his like old friend over there, Richard.
Uh huh.
But Scrooge is always referring to him as Dick.
Okay.
And
so it's.
I was 17 when I was playing Scrooge, and I could not stop myself from giggling during the intro. God. Because I go, oh, look, it's Dick. Oh, I remember how good he was. He was very attached to me, was Dick. Oh, good, poor Dick. And it took me about, like, 30 tries, approximately, to not stifle any laughter for that scene.
Now, wait, were you cracking up on stage?
Oh, no, we had, like, 2 months of rehearsal, so, like, we had plenty of time to get all the giggles out. But, like, that first day was, like, I was legit on the floor.
So you were 17 years old chronologically, but you were emotionally 7 years old.
I mean, yeah, that part hasn't really changed that much, but, hey, I'm still doing the same thing. I'm still, like, acting since then.
And that's why Ken won't hire any DJs named Richard. He just won't.
That's right. Well, it would be a federal violation. I'm going to hang up on this guy. That's twice I had to hit the dump button on him.
Really?
Really, yeah.
That crossed the line right there?
Yeah, the FCC doesn't play games like that.
Boy, apparently not. Neither do you.
Nope.
Now, are you going to go to a Christmas party with the FCC and the man? You seem to be pretty chummy with him. Seem to be doing their dirty work. They're kind of their hitman.
Not this FCC, no. No friend of this FCC.
The FCC, it kind of morphs with every administration?
Yeah, the president gets to appoint 3 out of 5 of the members. So this is a dirty, rotten FCC right now.
Wait, are you saying that 2 years ago that last call might have been acceptable?
No. No, it would have been unacceptable then as well.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I wouldn't want to go to this FCC's Christmas party.
Oh, I see.
The last FCC, you couldn't have kept me away.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Phone number 201-209-9368. We want to know your lines from your high school or grade school play. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Mike from Hackensack, New Jersey.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, what production haunts you, haunts your waking hours?
So I you guys are asking for Christmas stories from middle school or high school plays?
No, just your lines from your grade school or high school play.
Oh, yeah. I tried out for a play in the 8th grade because I had a crush on a girl and I didn't get the role that I wanted, so I got the role of a backup elf in a barbershop quartet, and my lines were bop shoo bop, ramalama ding dong, and I had to sing those as a very sweaty fat child in the 8th grade, and it was mortifying, and I've never done a play since.
Oh, come on, now become that fat sweaty child again, and sing those lines to us.
It was just like a bop shoo bop, ramalama ding dong, kind of like that. It was like real, like sort of like grease. Kind of, but like a Christmas musical.
Uh-huh.
It was really, really embarrassing. And I, as a non-fat kid now, I can sing those lines with full confidence and not feel ashamed. So.
Now, is there a videotape somewhere of that performance?
No, thank God. Unless my parents have the old VHS somewhere. I don't know where that is, but I really, really hope they burnt it and it's not in circulation anywhere. But
we'll have to take your word for it. It does not exist.
I think I found that at a garage sale recently.
Oh my God. If you do, please just avoid YouTube. Come on, don't.
That would be fantastic to see.
That'd be great, but my family would appreciate it, but I would not.
Well, so that ended your theatrical career. Very interesting.
That's
heartbreaker.
That's it, but I love listening to you guys when I'm driving around home from work. So thanks for being hilarious. I appreciate you guys.
Cool. Thanks. Phone number 201-209-9368. We want to know the lines from your high school or grade school play. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh my God, this is Chris from Brooklyn. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Not bad. Good to talk to you. Okay, Andy, you came up with the perfect topic once again.
Actually, it was inspired by my son, Evan, who is going through it now.
Oh, your son who you're not with tonight, the second night of Hanukkah?
Yeah, my son who I'm not with. But you know, this wonderful show that we're producing tonight, Ken, is the best gift of all, isn't it, for him?
Oh, yeah. Try telling him that. Yeah. Pull that line on him tonight when you get home.
Evan, we didn't get you any toys. Instead, I gave you a wonderful hour. Radio.
Andy's confirming his dedication to the show.
Yeah.
Go, Andy. Anyway, it was 1776. In 1976, the bicentennial year.
Wait, you and Ken have that in common.
Yeah, I was also in 1776 in 1976.
Who did you play?
Samuel Chase.
Ooh. I was Roger Sherman from Connecticut.
Wow.
I tried out for Ben Franklin. But the funny thing was, just like all the good actors in our class were girls, right?
Uh-huh.
So a girl got to be Adams, a girl got to be Franklin, and I got to be Roger Sherman.
Roger Sherman from Connecticut, and what was your line?
The only line I really remember is, but I'm just a simple cobbler from Connecticut.
And you had to sing it, of course.
No, it was spoken because none of us could sing.
Okay.
Voices cracking, well, stuff like that.
We learned a little something about history today.
There you go.
I didn't know he was a cobbler.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Okay, thank you.
So, Andy...
Did you have girls playing the part of our founding fathers in your production, Ken?
Oh, hell no. No.
It was a little more faithful.
Yeah. We would never have done that.
It wasn't like that crazy Hamilton show.
Yeah. Oh, man, forget it.
That was the worst researched Broadway musical in history. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't even look. If they looked at a $10 bill, they'd know what Alexander Hamilton looked like. But they didn't even go to that much trouble.
Yeah, and hip-hop wasn't invented until, you know, the 70s. The 1970s.
And I'm with you. I was at the box office after the first number demanding my money back.
Did you get it back?
I was waving a $10 bill. Look, that's Hamilton. What's wrong? And look, and this is George Washington.
I see.
Did they take you away?
They did.
No.
It took four or five security guards.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is William S. Buckley, Jr.
Hello, William.
I don't think so, with an S, not an F. And where are you calling from, William?
I'm calling from Bergen County, New Jersey.
Excellent county, Bergen.
It's very nice.
Are you, it reminds me of Europe. Are you remembering a grade school production?
Yes. When I was in third grade, I wrote a production called Diversity University.
Really?
Really.
Wow. So you wrote it?
I wrote it.
And did you give yourself a part?
No. I'm only half Caucasian, and I didn't think that was diverse enough.
I see.
We gave out genetic tests, and whoever had, like, the most stuff got the part.
Got it. Wow.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, William.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. We have time for maybe one more, 201.
So, 209. So they're not all screened out.
No.
Well, no, we get through.
Yeah, we did the show tonight without our without our loyal call screener Nick the Bard, because I didn't think you were going to be here. I had a rerun all ready to go.
Well, don't lose it. We might need it next week.
Well, we shall see. So if people want to visit you on set for your new Netflix show, The Good Cop, you're at Hunts Point, and there is a hole in the fence, right? The hole in the fence, and you can give people food through the hole. Is that offer still open?
You mean to shove food out through the hole to people?
Yeah, from all the catering that goes on in these posh Netflix productions.
All the craft service tables?
Yeah.
Did I make that offer at one point?
You did, yes.
No, that offer has been. I'm rescinding that offer.
Is the offer still stand for me?
You come on up anytime, buddy.
And you'll pass me food through the hole in the fence.
I will pass. I'll have one of my minions actually carry.
Are you still there? Did we just lose you, Andy? Oh, well, we lost Andy, but we have a call.
Hold on.
Oh, you're there. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Mick from Montclair. How you guys doing?
Hey, Mick, how you doing?
Good, good. What's the topic? I kind of was just gleaning it when I dialed.
Lines from your grade school or high school play.
Perfect. I was in fifth grade Christmas pageant. And a lot of us were just different types of gifts and stuffed animals and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So I was a giraffe with another kid, a girl, and we had to sing together the following line. I'm a giraffe. Look at my neck. It's nice to have it long. If I had a voice, I'd first write out and sing a Christmas song.
Now, were you the bottom or the top of the giraffe?
No, we were each a giraffe. And so I was a terribly ugly, hideous giraffe who put his costume together the night before in an hour. And my partner, Diane, was a lovely, extravagantly exquisite, beautiful giraffe who clearly had artists in the family.
Well, I mean, she should have been sitting on your shoulders.
Whatever. We were dueling giraffes, but we both sang very well. And my friend Mac was the MC. That's all I remember. And I'm still friends with Mac.
Well, it's a wonderful memory. But
that's
that
story has something for everyone.
Yes, it does.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Oh, wait, I have another one.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
No, make it
quick.
Oh, okay.
Third grade, we had a patriotism play, and I was the little British kid who had emigrated and was in the class. And when we sang My Country 'Tis of Thee, I interrupted and said, no, that's God Save the Queen. And I sang God Save the Queen with an accent. And the person sitting behind my mother said, how fortunate that they had a little English boy in the class. And my mother got to turn around and say, he's not English. That's my son doing an accent.
Oh,
there you go.
Thanks for the call.
Love you.
Hey, I wasn't listening at all. How was that last call, Ken?
It was about My Country 'Tis of Thee and a very, very proud mom.
Did it have a point at all?
Or no.
Anything? All right.
I still think that they should have made one good giraffe instead of two lousy ones, but whatever. I'm just going to have to agree to disagree with that guy.
I don't even know that reference. What are you referring to there?
His first story about two giraffes.
No, I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
Gandhi,
thanks for listening as long as you did, Andy. You were kind of...
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Fairly attentive.
I always try to listen to a lot of the show.
Yeah, I know. I'd say that you were pretty attentive for about 45 minutes there. That's really good.
Oh, of course. It's the least I could do, Ken. Yeah. After all, it's my show.
Yeah, thanks for Skyping in. And hopefully we'll see you live on Skype again next week.
I'm going to make every reasonable effort.
Okay, sounds good.
I love you, Ken.
I love you more, Andy.
Okay, talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks to everybody who called. Stay tuned next for In Real Life with Emily and Kimzilla, Alien Abductions, Part 2. Tomorrow.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin just received from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drew Pearson. we bring you this special radio television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon, the arrival of a spaceship in Washington. The Army has taken every precaution to meet any emergency which may develop. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
Good evening, lifers.
Itchy Jumba.
You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla. What are we supposed to sing this year? I can only sing Egyptian Shumba.
That's the only song I know how to sing. Ugh. We'll have to find another one. Does anyone know any other songs where the chorus is anyone? Are your ears all broken now?
Wow. We're here. We're here for part two, Emily. I'm excited for part two. I thought we might lose some people, being that now we have two alien episodes. But I feel like we've suddenly built up an audience because of our alien followers.
We might even have to do three. Who knows?
That's crazy.
What do you think, guys?
We're going to have to talk to the aliens next. That would be the only option.
If anyone knows how any aliens for us to talk to.
Right.
Tell them to email us at, what's our email address?
What's our email address for alien abductions?
Just for aliens, like for guests.
For anything?
For anything.
Yeah, you could just, you can email me.
Yeah, email Kim.
Yeah.
Email the show. You can do it through the playlist and comments.
The playlist
Speaking of which, if you'd like to join us for a lively discussion on the comments board during tonight's show, it's already on fire.
Oh,
go to WFMU.org and click on playlists and comments, and you can go talk to us. It's really hot in here.
It's like 20 degrees different from upstairs to down here.
Yeah.
It's like L.
It's like L. Can we say L on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Guys, we have... we have Megan tonight, and she claims to have been abducted by aliens. Not once, not twice, but throughout her entire life.
Yeah. So Megan is a patient of Dr. David Jacobs, who we spoke to last week. He's an alien abduction researcher. And if you didn't hear last week's episode, you can go download it on the archives or on the podcast. But go get caught up. because he has almost 40 years of alien abduction research behind him, and he had a lot of really interesting things to say. And he connected us with one of his patients, Megan.
A new patient.
A new patient who has been experiencing alien abduction for herself.
Her entire life.
We thought, why stop at the
On researcher? A pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
If you guys or gals know what we're talking about.
Yeah. But first, we thought we've been sort of, in doing all of these alien episodes, we've been kind of fascinated with how aliens are portrayed in popular culture. And it's a really interesting thing. Not only the variety, but sort of like the evolution of how they've been portrayed over the years.
Oh, right.
Don't you think?
There's a lot of nice ones out there. There's a lot of, I love the 50s. You know, I think we did The Day the Earth Stood Still in the beginning. And
all the Twilight Zone ones, too.
The Day the Earth Stood Still was kind of a cool one for me because it was just so, it just has that essence of, you know, the aliens coming, the spacecrafts, all the awesome designs. It's just so dorky and not spooky. And now we're into this world where everything is like super realistic and super creepy. And I think last week, myself and Tabad Doctor on the message board, we both agreed on that awesome show, People of Earth, which is kind of this sillier version of the realities of...
With Wyatt Cenac, right?
With Wyatt Cenac.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah. It's gone all around, plus the nice, adorable ones like E.T.
And Mork and Mindy.
And,
I never found E.T. adorable. I always found him terrifying.
He's no creepy looking.
He's creepy kind of, looking.
Yeah.
He's got like... I don't know. I don't like the way his hands pick up Reese's Pieces. It, like, grosses me out. It, like, put me off
Reese's Pieces. It doesn't make you want Reese's Pieces?
No, it put me off Reese's Pieces for, like, the majority of my childhood. Just because I don't like the way, like, like, the crackle of his hands and the way he, like...
Well, he also looks like organs. He looks like male organs. So there's that. All of them together.
Just a pile of male organs.
Like, lumps and... stretchy things.
Gross. And wrinkles.
Right. So what we... she just threw up in her mouth a little bit.
That's what we did for you.
What we did is put together a little montage of the alien tropes that are out there in the world.
I like how you said that. A montage.
A montage. What we put together is a montage of alien tropes. So please enjoy. We'll see you in a little bit. Enjoy. Like it or not.
Sketch of the inner Inner-Ossiter. I also have rough notes on its working controls. It's guesswork mostly, but better than nothing. And these are portraits of Exeter and Brack.
Do you notice the peculiar indentations in both their foreheads?
Coincidental, no doubt.
And this is the one we're really proud of, Cal.
We discovered this about a week ago, 2 miles south of here. The side of this hill has been hollowed out, and here's an acre of canvas covering the excavation. You tell me what's in there.
Steve wanted to go back and find out what was inside, but